This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 8.07 Tuesday morning, and this part of the show is brought to you by HSBC Bank.
Did you, in fact, stop and get a tree on the way home?
We didn't.
Oh, no.
Well, first of all.
God, I can't believe
it. Oh, my God.
Boom.
We had one thing to do, Sarah.
Lazy.
It was dark by the time we even got back into Marin, so.
What? It was that late?
Yeah, it was late. It took us a half hour just to walk back to the car. We had to drop Hooman off. We get work our way out of the city during rush hour.
Oh.
It was like.
How long ago was that doggone movie?
Two hours and 15 minutes.
Ugh. It's long.
It is long.
Please don't say that. I loved it.
It wasn't too
long. I can't wait to hear what you guys really thought of it.
Thursday morning, 9 o'clock, 9:15, we'll be doing our review of Star Wars. I'm going to try and just be quiet during it.
Oh, why? That would be a miracle, everyone.
It would be. It'd be a miracle.
Wait a minute. Why? How is that a review?
No, yeah. John's the official reviewer.
Yeah, but you have your own opinion of it.
A true dat.
Yeah.
Anywho. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Cine Arts at Santana Row in San Jose. I'm going to go see a movie. That sounds like a nice place to do it.
Yeah, right. Actually, Bryn and I are going to do an appearance there next week.
Oh, Bryn's back next week.
Bryn's back, everyone!
Bryn is back.
Next week.
Hallelujah!
3 more days of Hooman after today. Next week, Bryn is back.
Sweet.
Okay. Sexual harassment is everywhere. And I just want to, you know, did your mom ever tell you things like don't speak ill of the dead? Like once someone's dead, just don't say anything if you don't have something nice to say. Just if you got something, just it's like dancing on someone's grave. Just don't do it. What are you doing?
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Well, though. David Cassidy just recently died.
Oh, okay.
And now this lady's coming out of the woodwork making all these allegations, which I feel like, okay, valid that you feel bad and that you, but now the guy's dead. The time to do this was when he was alive. If you were going to do it, and you should, speak your truth. I don't know. Am I the only one rubbed wrong by this?
I thought about that during the weekend when I first read about this lady, and I thought, why didn't she do that? And then I thought, well, that happens all the time. People write books. Sure, someone's dead, and this is their account.
Yeah.
We can't prove it a lot of times.
Right.
But
they're not there to defend themselves.
Yeah.
Their family gets to go, oh.
Yeah.
So what did he do? According to her.
He groped some chick. Let's see. She was 19 years old, and he groped her, tried to put his hand up her skirt when she was 19. Her name is Samantha Fox. Is that the Samantha Fox?
No way. You think so?
Well,
remember that song?
No, I don't think it's her. They're not really saying it's her. They say Samantha Fox is a model. She says Cassidy followed her into a public bathroom and got handsy. And actually, it's a pretty awful story. She agreed to appear topless in a music video. He had a single called Romance. She's 51 now, so this would have been, 30 plus years ago. So he was doing.
Maybe it is that Samantha Fox.
It's not. So I just looked up that Samantha Fox, and the headline for her is, she was handed $50,000 to sing at a Colombian drug lord's party and given cartel bodyguards.
Oh.
So this lady was, I guess, topless in a David Cassidy video 30 years ago.
Uh-huh. All right.
And she said she was totally disgusted by him on the set all day because he was aroused the whole day. Whenever he pressed himself against me, I could clearly feel his arousal. And this is in her autobiography, so I guess that's, he's dead now, so she's drumming up all the press she can. David seemed to be deliberately drawing out the photo shoot, which took an eternity, and he was aroused the entire time, something he absolutely did nothing to hide. So she still agreed to accompany him to dinner later that evening, but she had her dad come with her. In the middle of the dinner, I got up to go to the toilet, and as I was standing alone in the women's toilets washing my hands, the door flew open. David Cassidy came storming in. Before I really had time to process what was happening, he had me pushed up against the wall, and his hands were all over me. I shouted, "Get off me, David!" in an attempt to stop him. But instead, he stuck his tongue in my mouth and shoved a hand under my skirt, while the other kept a firm grip on one of my breasts. I reacted quickly and instinctively by bringing my knee upward, striking him right in the balls. He jerked back with an ouch, grabbed his crotch with both hands. I took a deep breath and shouted, "Get away from me." She said she then elbowed him in the face and returned to the table.
Elbow to the face?
In that, you know, the balls weren't enough. In that moment, the handsome, sweet guy from the Partridge Family had transformed into a first-class creep. She said that growing up, she had a big poster of David Cassidy on her wall. She used to kiss him every night before going to bed. And now she's going to sell books.
So the book hasn't come out yet?
No, I think it's coming out pretty soon. Let me see if I can find the name of it. It's called Forever. And it says soon to be released. I don't see a release date on here then.
But this Samantha Fox. Not the market for that. But
right. The fact that she, I mean, former model, they're saying, is it possible that this is the Samantha Fox? That is the right age.
What Samantha Fox are you talking about?
There was a girl
in the
80s.
She was a model. I felt like she did topless work, didn't she?
Well, this lady, Samantha Fox, is an English singer, songwriter,
this
actress.
This is her.
Former glamour model. In 1983, at the age of 16, she began appearing as a topless model.
She had a song that was a minor hit.
She has a song, Touch Me, mm-hmm. Naughty okay. Girl, I Only Want to Be With You. Those seem to be the most popular ones.
Okay, it's her.
So I was going to say, because why would anybody be interested in a random's autobiography? But I guess it's hers.
And there's pictures of her here. This is what she looks like now.
You're going to scare me. She's my age.
No, this is what she looked like then. You recognize her.
Oh, I totally know her, yeah.
And that's her now.
Oh,
I don't think she looks that bad.
She's had some work done, man.
So is it the same one?
Yeah.
That's what they're saying?
What was her most popular song?
Here, I'm going to play it for you right now. Here we go. Just wait for it. This is a hit, everyone.
Just is it? It was.
Remember this?
I don't remember it.
It sounds like Howard Jones 80s, you know? I don't know this one. Do another one.
Oh.
Look for biggest. Maybe she had big hits in the UK. Oh, I do.
You know this song. I mean, it wasn't a hit. We're using the hit.
I totally
the term
know this
hit.
Song, yeah.
But the reason anyone ever even heard it is because she's super good looking and has giant boobs and did a bunch of nudity. She's naked all over the place.
She is.
Oh boy, that's super naked.
Yeah. She sings a song called Naughty Girls Need Love Too.
Oh, I know that one.
All right, here it comes.
She's a terrible singer, though.
Yeah.
No, she's great. I love it.
What?
I'm sure her videos were great. Okay.
So according
she's rapping.
Heard
enough
of this.
Don't talk over that part.
According to this, she posed in Playboy a bunch of times.
Oh.
Remember this?
That's what those pictures are from.
I don't know.
You're killing me.
You don't love this?
It's terrible.
It
no.
sounds the same like all the, during that time, like the girls that used to travel the mall, the Tiffany's and all the other young lovely girls.
It's even worse than that.
Have you heard I Want to Have Some Fun?
No, we don't need to hear it. Please. Human, please.
Oh my God.
Excellent job.
Forget it.
You've over-delivered. We were fine with the one song. That
he
second
leaves.
One almost sounds like, you know, come on, check your body, baby, do that. Has that kind of beat with her horrible singing over it. Anyway, whatever. She's
so at least now we know who you're talking about. Right. As you say, she's writing a book about him being a perv.
Right. Well, that's one story. It's her autobiography, so I'm sure that's just one little section. I mentioned this a little bit earlier. I have some more details on it. NFL Networks is letting a bunch of current people go, and it all comes. And the allegations are being made about not just people who are currently on the air, but people who've worked there in the past. They're being sued by a former NFL Network employee. She says she was aggressively sexually harassed by talent and executives. Her name is Jamie Cantor. She was hired by the NFL Network in 06 as a wardrobe stylist. And she worked there for several, looks like a, for 10 years. She says she was fired and replaced with a 30-year-old when she hit her 50s. So she's not just claiming that she was...
Age discrimination,
right, she's
too.
Claiming that as well.
Jamie Cantor?
Jamie, J-A-M-I, Cantor. C-A-N-T-O-R. So she was a wardrobe stylist. During her employment, she says she was, quote, subjected to ongoing and continuing sexual harassment by current and former on-air talent. And here is a list of the allegations. Marshall Faulk, who's currently on air, although these guys, the current people have been suspended. He asked invasive questions about sex, such as what her favorite position was, whether or not she liked Australia stuff, whether she dated black men. As time went on, he became more aggressive, she said, such as inviting her to his hotel room, pulling his junk out in front of her, pointing to her crotch and asking, when are you going to get on this already? He also pinned her against a wall and demanded that she do a certain job while he pulled his pants down. Ike Taylor, who was also a current on-air talent, sent her inappropriate pictures of himself in a nude video where he's having fun with himself in the shower. Warren Sapp, former on-air talent, came into the restroom while she was preparing clothes, urinated in front of her. She said, get out of here. And he said, sorry, Mama, but your office shouldn't be our pooper. He's also accused of giving the woman sex toys for Christmas 3 years in a row. Donovan McNabb, who's a former on-air talent, sent messages to her asking if she was a waterworks girl, telling her she looked like the kind of girl that waterworks when stuff was happening to her. Heath Evans, a current on-air talent, sent nude pics of himself to her. Eric Davis, a former on-air talent, groped, grabbed, and made sexually charged comments to her. And Eric Weinberger, a former executive producer of NFL Network, sent nude pics and graphic text messages, including telling her that she should be getting it every day. She says she complained, but nothing was done. And she said she was fired when she turned 50 and replaced with a 30-year-old. So they're getting sued, and they've suspended the Faulk, Taylor, and Evans, who are the current on-air hosts. So there's that.
All right.
Exhausting. MoviePass. I was sitting with Chris Kelly, Hooman's rich friend, yesterday at the screening of Star Wars that we all went to see. And, you know, MoviePass came up a couple months ago. This was a service that used to be about $50. And for that amount of money, you got to go to all the movies that you wanted at participating theaters.
A month. Which is,
yeah, as many as $50 a month, all the movies you wanted to see per month. And then they all of a sudden lowered it to $10 or $9.99 right. or whatever it was. And that was when I didn't know Chris was involved at that point. I know now. Shame. But at $10 a month for unlimited movies per month, if you see even one movie a month, it pays for itself. And we thought, well, how does that make any money? But they collect your information, and I guess they can figure out, you know, what your viewing habits are, and I'm sure they sell that information or whatever the hell they do at MoviePass. But it might be worth it to you, any movie, any theater, any day. Most theaters participate in this. And there are theater chains. I think it's Cinemark that has their... They're trying to do their own kind of version of this. But this is sort of cool, a development in the MoviePass world. Fandor, which is a streaming service, they have a library of like 5,000 films. And I guess that now for at Costco.com for 1 week through... this Sunday, for $89, you can get a year subscription, and that gives you a movie pass for a year and access to Fandor for a year. So if you're a huge movie fan, just a heads up. I might actually have to do that.
You should, yeah. Fandor's amazing. It's you like independent film and stuff. So.
Oh, it's all independent stuff?
Well, no, they've got a bunch of mainstream, but, you know.
5,000 films, I figured.
It's a lot, yeah.
Well, I remember when Netflix used to claim it had a lot of stuff, and you'd get on there and go, there's nothing on here.
Yeah. You got on there 10
to
times.
Watch.
Yeah.
Now they've got, you couldn't even get through it all.
No.
But when they first launched to the streaming, it was useless.
Right.
Really. I'm not saying I don't know anything about Fandor, but.
Yeah, I don't really know what their deal is either. But I agree that, Netflix was always, you know, the mail order CD thing or DVD thing. And they managed, and it's true. At first, there were like some instant download ones, just a few. But now you're right. I mean, and I love the whole unique content thing, because that's just
no,
the
that's
way
where
it's
at.
Go.
I don't right. even want to watch the stuff that they've got that isn't unique.
Right.
But their new shows are incredible,
right? And they have tons of them. And I think they just raised prices again. I want to say I got an email from them.
I got
how
one
much?
Too. Like the
$12 or $10.99? I don't know. What was it? $9.99?
I don't know, but I use it, so I just went.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever. I'll do it. I know so many people have their hand up for a monthly subscription fee now.
Yeah.
From your music and your TV and everything else.
Hey, did we get a winner, Hooman?
Yeah, we sure did.
All right.
And her name is Caitlin of Santa Rosa.
Way to go, Caitlin.
All right, Caitlin.
$500.
That is a nice little shopping spree. Mm-hmm. Chris Brown has a monkey.
What?
Yeah, he's got a baby capuchin. Her name is Fiji. And the internet went bananas because, you know, his little daughter. Is her name Royalty?
Yeah, okay.
Royalty's the little girl. She's three. And there was a picture of her on social media holding the little baby capuchin monkey.
Okay.
And everyone was like, oh, my God, you got your daughter a monkey. It's ridiculous. He just wants everyone to know that's his monkey. He was actually going to try and get a chimp. You know how he sort of worships Michael Jackson, has a lot of his moves and
Chris
stuff?
Chris Brown does. I don't know that.
Yeah,
no.
Apparently he loves them. So okay. He wanted to get a chimp like Bubbles, who apparently turned pretty nasty in his old age. Like, chimps are too smart to be pets. But anyway, so he, in his travels, as he was looking around for a chimp, he came upon this little capuchin. And
That's the picture that went on.
Let me see.
That went viral?
Yeah, that's the one.
All right.
It's all swaddled up in a
She's
little
She's a cute little kid, isn't she?
She sure is.
Yeah. The monkey.
The monkey's really
the
cute,
The monkey's cute, yeah. too.
Monkeys are adorable, but monkeys are, you know.
Very nice.
You hear it all the time. Monkeys aren't great pets. Don't do it, people.
Well, they're, you know, they're not supposed to live in your house.
No.
Like.
Yeah, they're wild. They're smart and cute and have little hands. They're adorable. But they're supposed to, you know, live in the jungle. Or wherever monkeys live. I don't know. Anyway, don't worry. He didn't give it to his daughter.
We do that at my house a lot now. I pull up YouTube videos of animals mm-hmm. and sit with my daughter and I'm like, here's a koala, and here's what they do. Here's a water buffalo, and they can lick inside their nose. And we will it's replay that
sure.
like over and over. Oh my God, we're laughing so hard.
Does she like the zoo?
I want to say we went to the San Francisco Zoo 2 years ago.
Oh, so she was way too young.
She was way too young. So we'll go again soon. But
that was that for a character?
It was for the. Yo Gabba Gabba characters
yeah.
were there.
Oh, right.
So.
Yeah, she's got to go back and see all that. Yeah.
But
actually,
I just
Oakland
do that.
Zoo is also fantastic.
I do that just so she'll start to, we looked at a like she has me tell her stories. And so I'll go, all right, so there's a platypus. You know what that is?
No.
Such all right. a weird animal.
Let's go pull one of those up so you know what they look like before I tell you the story. And so that's sort of,
aww.
It's pretty educational, right?
Yeah, totally.
I think so anyway.
What's coming up?
So much stuff, and I've already misplaced it all. A lot of good stuff next.
All right.
Radio.com. The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Luxury Loungers at Cine Arts at Santana Row in San Jose. I love Santana Row. I'm there quite a bit.
I don't think I've ever been to Santana Row.
What?
Yeah.
Santana Row is the coolest sort of strip, and it's outdoors, and you get to roam.
Yeah, it
they
sounds
got good
amazing.
Restaurants and.
It's, places it's, to shop. It's really sweet.
And sometimes there's people playing music in the center area there. It's pretty good. I like it. So, thanks, Santana Row.
Yeah. Happy Christmas.
You know, I've got quite a few stories here to rush through, and I've also got a ton of text as well. So let me just tell you the news. We've already done the story in full 4 times, but I just want to mention again, our mayor, Ed Lee, has passed away at the age of 65. He had a heart attack late last night and was pronounced dead at 1 in the morning, this morning, actually. So, and he's survived by a wife and two kids. Very sad. There's a press conference today at 10 a.m.
Yes.
Where we'll hear more. And one of the city council members steps into the position immediately and is already acting.
Right.
London
Breed.
There you go. The Pats lost last night, 27-20. I have a feeling it's because your husband took his eye off the ball and went and saw Star Wars yesterday.
Yeah.
He was, I mean, what kind of, what is he thinking?
I don't know.
The team's getting ready for a big game and he's sitting around, lounging around watching.
How could he not be on the phone with his brother-in-law the whole day talking about it? I don't know. I
mean, space movies?
It's ridiculous. It's his fault. Also, Brady sounds like he had a crap night.
I didn't watch enough of it to know. The Alabama Senate race is in the voters' hands today, everyone.
Well,
so
is it noon there now, or are they Central Time? Because
that's got to be Eastern Time.
Yeah. So that's happening.
Yep.
I guess we'll either never hear that guy's name again, or he'll be on the Senate.
Saudi Arabia is going to allow movie theaters after a 35-year ban.
There's been no movies in Saudi Arabia for 35
years. Well, they've been a very strict form of Islam for a long time.
Oh.
Very strict. The strictest possible. And the latest in a series of gestures towards modernization that would once have seemed impossible. Saudi Arabia announced on Monday that it would allow commercial movie theaters to open for the first time in more than 35 years. This is something that they hope to have in place by 2018. The new crown prince is the guy behind the move to give women the right to drive and attend soccer games, and will also begin allowing concerts and other forms of public entertainment, which were once unheard of.
The guy's living in a modern world.
Maybe, trying.
Maybe making some steps.
Trying.
Mm. Interesting.
I find it interesting as well to imagine a world where people don't gather and enjoy like a concert. I think that's one of the best possible experiences.
Well, and just
if it's good.
Right. Sure. When it sucks, it sucks. It's just hard to fathom that. Like, it feels like we've reached just such a, especially with social media, like everyone in the world is so connected. And to think that there's still places where like it's a question as to whether a woman can drive, or that, you know, that whether or not you can go see a movie, like, the things we take for granted are just so not happening in many other places.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I agree. So my kid learned sign language pretty early on. Doesn't use it anymore at all. It wasn't something we kept up.
Right.
But this story makes the news and the internet, and I thought it was funny, cute. A little boy creeped out while sitting on Santa's lap, used baby sign language to tell his parents, "Help me."
You're kidding me.
Huh?
How old?
I'm going to show you the picture now.
So there's a sign for "help me," and the kid knew it from school.
Knew it from his parents and from whatever daycare he may have gone to.
Oh, that kid looks like he's saying "help me."
But that kid is making the sign for "help me," and Santa's just smiling like, what?
I thought...
1 year old.
The yep. boy's 1 year old?
Yep.
I thought it was older. When I read that headline, Vinny, I didn't read the story, but I thought it was the little boy saying that to Santa.
No.
Like he was in trouble or something.
No, he's being put into a picture with Santa and clearly doesn't feel safe.
He doesn't look like he feels safe. No. His eyeballs are like, oh!
Why do you guys do that to your kids?
Because it's cute.
For who?
I'll like them later.
Merry Christmas, everyone!
Merry Christmas!
I also wanted to mention Happy Hanukkah. It starts tonight.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Here's a couple Hanukkah things. 3/4 of people spell Hanukkah starting with an H. The rest spell it with a C.
Yeah. There's almost no wrong way to spell it. Just spell it with whatever letters sound remotely right, and it's, I'm sure, a variation on that.
There's 2 K's in this one and 1 K in this one. And
2 N's, 1 N, a U. It's an A-H, just an A. It's the whole thing. Hanukkah.
10% of Americans say they celebrate the holiday, Hanukkah.
Ah. I have gone to...
Oh, wait a minute. This says, but since less than 3% of Americans are Jewish, that means lots of Americans, non-Jews, celebrate Hanukkah.
Just celebrate it.
Maybe it's that with their family,
right?
Like mixed families.
Well,
or whatever.
The one time that I celebrated Hanukkah, we went to a Jewish family's home, and they took us through the whole thing on one of the nights of the lighting.
Oh, fun.
It was super fun and good food, and it was nice.
12% of people say they don't like the signature Hanukkah dish of potato pancakes.
Oh, laka laka laka, lucky lucky.
Is that what that is?
Something like that. Is it lucky? No?
Lakas.
And I guess of the people who do enjoy them, women prefer to use sour cream as a topping for them over applesauce. Men like the applesauce.
Oh, I'd go sour cream for sure. Wouldn't you?
Sure. It's like a baked potato,
right? Yeah.
I mean, that's what you put on your baked potato, mm-hmm. don't you?
I actually, I'll put that on.
I don't have baked potatoes very often, but if I do, I mash it all up.
Yeah.
They're inside the cup, the skin cup. Mash it to smithereens. I put butter in there, sour cream, pepper.
Bacon.
No. And then I mix it all up again, and then I just eat all that potato mush before I eat the skin.
Do you ever put sour cream or cream cheese into your mashed potatoes and mix them in there?
No.
Sour cream I have.
Yeah, and cream cheese even more decadent. It's amazing. You know, you put in all the butter, all the regular amount of butter, and then like half a thing of cream cheese and mix that up. Ooh! food.
Somewhere in this world, people are already thinking about where they'll celebrate New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Village is coming. I know what I'm doing. Yeah. Hanging out Village.
Village is coming for New Year's?
Yeah.
Is he bringing a lucky lady?
No, he's not.
He still can't.
No, he just doesn't want to date because he gets so crazy. What are you going to do for New Year's? You must have a plan.
Zero plans.
Oh, zero plans?
Zero plans. Why would I be
Check
thinking
Check with the missus. I bet she's got something planned.
Mm. Yeah, you'll be going to some party.
Yeah, hello.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
In the neighborhood will throw a party.
That may be.
Oh, you should make your housewarming. Me, I'll bring Village. Oh, this is a great idea. Oh,
you know what?
Do it. Throw a New Year's Eve party.
My favorite thing is when you guys bring up parties at my house on the air and then just plan them.
We never even got to go to your last house.
Yeah, we didn't go to your last house.
We didn't even get to go there one time.
What about this new one?
I invited
you New Year's Eve
to the baby's baptism and you didn't show.
I didn't get an invite.
No, you didn't invite us.
Oh,
we were not invited to that.
How dare you?
How dare you?
I got nothing.
You absolutely
can anyone hear me? 100%.
We would have come.
I got nothing. Am I even on right now?
I
got zero.
Listen, we're talking about New Year's.
Right. The party at
your house. Yeah, the party at your house.
The party is in New York. That's the top city to celebrate New Year's.
I thought it was Vegas where we're throwing that 3-day party.
Woo-hoo. Orlando. Actually, Vegas makes the top 10, but way low on the...
Surprising.
Yeah, I'm surprised too. Orlando, Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco comes in there. Then San Diego, Chicago, Miami, D.C., then Vegas.
Funny.
Ha!
Miami.
Well, any of those cities are in your plans, you better get on it because... A lot of other people have those cities in their plans, too.
Yeah, that's where it's happening.
Will you please message his girlfriend? What was the other thing that we had to message her about?
To clean his shirt.
No,
clean the shirt.
You don't need to worry about any of those things at all.
If we don't worry about it, who will?
Yeah, Vinny.
I want to be invited.
I just invited you. I can't wait.
The average couple spends 132 hours a year deciding what to eat.
Oh. It does take a while to figure
it
out.
Listen to this sentence that starts this article. If I could sum up marriage in one sentence, it's this. So, what do you want for dinner? It's the thing that drives me nuts about our nightlife is this constant, can't we just eat beans and rice and like seriously just stand there, hork it, and
you're my
move
worst
on.
Nightmare. I tell you, I would have murdered you. 6 months into a relationship
I'd be
with Vinny,
every
I'd be
dinner,
like, every single, right, like, you're making my life so miserable. I can't even enjoy my food. You hate food. Like, you'd just kill me.
The average American couple puts 132 hours of thought a year into what they'll eat for dinner.
Yeah, well, because you have to think about it. That's
this
not even all that
even
much.
Doesn't even include lunch and breakfast.
Oh, lunch and breakfast take care of themselves. But dinner, you got to do something, especially if you have kids, you have to put some dinner on the table. What are you, a bachelor? Eating lettuce over the sink? Like, what are you?
I offer him two options.
Oh.
Instead of saying that, because if I, he'll go, I don't know. So I'm so sick of that. I just go, do you want this or that?
So see, I'm not that different than it.
No, they, well, about, he enjoys the food.
Right.
Well, yeah, I'm fine with food too.
You're
but if we're
going to
have
it,
a conversation but... about it, I mean, really.
Well, then try to have an answer ready. Just tell her the same thing every what do you want to have for dinner? I want rice and beans.
I want enchiladas.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Oh, well, I don't really have the...
Well, then make what you want. Bye.
Exactly. That's what it ends up
That's doing. The conversation.
That's why I give two options.
And then
do you want
he
that
chooses.
Or that?
Here are the two things I'm willing to make.
Yeah.
Oh, John's making this chicken thing tonight.
What is it?
It's like a...
Chicken thing.
Yeah, he made it a couple weeks ago and was freaking great. I had some cream sauce that he made with like sun-dried tomatoes and spinach, and it's over this tagliatelle, I don't know what the name of the pasta is. It's like a thick linguine. And it's, oh my God, I was flipping out. I'm like, oh, you got to make that when my mom comes. Uh-huh. She's going to love that.
What time are they coming?
I think they land around noon.
Oh, good.
Well, you really hit the damn jackpot, didn't you?
With John? Oh my God. He's the best. Like, I don't ever have the conversation about what to have for dinner. Although, if it's my night to cook, it's ramen, eggs, or burritos.
Burritos are delicious.
You mean
What's
wraps?
The matter with
That's
that?
That's what I mean, wraps. Because yeah. I almost said wraps. But those are my only things that I
could
make.
Eat a burrito.
Or spaghetti. I'll make spaghetti and meat
5 days
sauce.
A week.
Yeah,
couldn't you?
I get super bored with food.
With what'd you say?
I could eat a burrito 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Dinner's done. Like just some avo, beans, cheese, done.
I don't mind it, but I don't want it every day. I like to mix it up. I like something different, you know?
Couple tortilla chips on the side. I'm good. Mm. A glass of water. All right.
I'm going to need some meat
so
in that
bland,
thing.
I know.
Okay, so fine. Some ground beef, seasoned.
All right.
Done.
All right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. My dad worked on the Apple garage. They dug it 6 floors underground and had to reinforce and drive piles like crazy.
Oh, nice. Six
Parking's
floors.
Underground.
Well, it makes sense. I don't know why we don't do more of that.
I worked on the Apple building.
Oh, earthquakes. Oh.
And it's a mile around.
Oh,
it's
walk
so
around
expensive
it, it's
because all of the stuff as well. Wait, all of the custom stuff as well as the shape of the building and all of its curved glass.
Oh,
the glass used. This is another one. 707. The glass used at Apple campus came from Italy and cost millions of dollars.
Mm.
Italians make better glass than
I don't know
anybody
anything
else.
About glass.
All right.
I didn't even think about the curves. I mean, I guess you heat it and curve it.
I don't see why that's such a big deal. Aren't sunglasses? Well, I guess those aren't glass, are they? But I mean,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, regular glasses.
Anyway,
that seems like it would be easier to, you know, that little lens might be easier than I don't know, a 60-foot piece of plate.
All
glass.
Of that is in response to our story from earlier. It was from the Merck News, actually, San Jose Merck, about Apple campus being one of the costliest buildings in America. No, yeah. The costliest building in America.
Not in the world, but in America.
Right.
And just building. Like, it could be any,
$5 billion
and stuff, you
right.
know, anything. $5 billion for the new Apple Park.
I'll read the rest of the text right after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.